Hello, and welcome to another episode of Capsule Rx Podcast. Today, I'll be your host, Dr. Jovan Lazo. And today's episode is going to be a brief episode, but it's going to be focused on one topic. Should you join a pharmacy fraternity or not? Now, if you ask me, the direct answer will always be yes. It's simple. The pharmacy fraternity creates an opportunity for you to build a network, for you to have a strong support system, and opportunities for you to go ahead and get leadership positions, get a lot of those leadership positions that you want to have to add to your CV to show that you're doing more than just schoolwork, to show that you're doing more than just working as a pharmacy intern. Those are three key things that can happen right there. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, I can join a student organization. You can. You can definitely do that. But anybody can join a student organization. Not everybody. Okay? Not everybody will join a pharmacy fraternity. And that's why I believe it's something special. Because you might come across different pharmacists like I have when you go to different events, conferences, fairs, whatever you want to call it. You might bump into somebody wearing Kappa Epsilon merch. Oh my gosh, I'm a part of KE. Now we can have a conversation. Now we're networking. Or sometimes when I've been in an interview, they see that I was part of a pharmacy fraternity. They're like, hey, I was a part of KE as well. These were some of the things we did at our chapter. What did you do with at your chapter, at your location? And then now we have a way to kind of open up and build a rapport during this interview process where you might have been kind of shy. You're a lot more calm. You're a lot more at peace because you're able to bond with someone about your pharmacy fraternity. So this idea really came about because Shai, who is the president-elect of Kappa Epsilon Beta Beta chapter, which is the Orlando UF campus KE chapter, reached out to me and asked me to be a part of a panelist. So there was multiple panelists. Shout out to everybody that was on there. A lot of great insight, a lot of great knowledge. And I know that there is a lot of new pharmacy students, a lot of P1s, even some P2s are thinking about, should I join a fraternity or not? And I'm telling you, yes. Okay? The answer is yes. You got to do it. This is one of the few things that I believe is a non-negotiable. I don't care if it's KE. I don't care if it's Kappa Psi. I don't care if you have other pharmacy fraternities. I don't care if it's the leadership pharmacy fraternity. You got to join one, in my opinion. I think it's impactful. It's powerful. You'll be able to create a network of people who are like-minded, who have a common goal, and that's going to help you so much. So some of the things that I wanted to mention today about why you should join a pharmacy fraternity, I'm not going to get into why you should join KE or Kappa Psi. I'll leave that up to you because each campus, each location is different, and not all of my followers are from, or listeners, I should say, not all of my followers, not all of the listeners are from UF, so I want to keep it broad. But I do want to say you got to join one. That's mandatory. All right. You got to join one. CapsRx supports this message. I highly recommend you join one. Now, reasons for why you should join one. And I'm such a student, I would say. I'm still a student. And I was just sitting there listening to all the different panelists bring up points. And there was just so much great knowledge that was shared that day. And for anybody who wasn't able to make it, I wanted to make sure that you could tune into this episode and get some of that knowledge. So some of the things that we talked about were the different benefits of being part of a pharmacy fraternity. I know I mentioned this and someone else did as well, that one is the brotherhood, okay? You might have the ability, whether it's your big or just someone within the fraternity that you'll really connect with. And I know that happened with me. If it wasn't for the fraternity, I don't believe I would have connected with these people, to be honest with you. And there was a point in time in my first year of pharmacy school where I thought about possibly quitting. I didn't think I was doing that well. I was like, maybe this isn't the career for me. But they really instilled a lot of confidence in me, a lot of belief, a lot of, you know, going, let me backtrack, going from making a lot of A's in undergrad to getting B's in grad school, it impacted me. It impacted my mentality and my confidence. And it was just one of those where I don't believe my parents understood because they never went through grad school. I couldn't go to them. I had no other family members to go to. So I felt alone because this is a new environment. I don't know anybody. And we're all trying to figure it out together. So it was great to have some of these elder classmen, these P3s or P2s, be able to say, hey, I was in your shoes. And this is how I got through it. And to have that mentorship, which once again, I would have never had if I didn't rush KE, if I didn't join KE. I wouldn't have found these people that were family to me, okay? They're family so much to me that we plan an annual trip to do something together, all right? And that's just because of the connection, the bond that we have. And they really, you know, kind of pushed me to not give up, to not quit, have that perseverance to keep going at it. And then the grades started coming. I just realized how I prepared in undergrad wasn't the way I needed to prepare for grad school. It was a different ball game. And once I figured that out, the A's started coming again. Okay. But I wouldn't have gotten through it because I never had to face this type of adversity before. But they were able to talk me through it and really, really instill confidence in myself and really, really reassure me that, hey, I'm on the right path. I'm doing the right thing. But not only that, be able to guide me in so many different avenues. And that's something that you may not get in a student organization. And I was part of student organizations. I didn't get that. I was a student ambassador. I was part of, you know, APHA, the different student orgs that we had. The mentorship that I really got was from the pharmacy fraternity. And I believe it's just, it's like, it's part of your oath. It's part of joining that pharmacy fraternity that you kind of have to mentor somebody. So you'll find somebody in that fraternity that will be there for you. So that's one of the big things right there, that network, that camaraderie, the mentorship that you can get from a pharmacy fraternity. The second big thing about a pharmacy fraternity, reason why I believe you should join one, is the leadership opportunities that you can get. Especially if you're part of a large pharmacy fraternity, there's probably a lot of positions compared to a student organization. So that gives you an opportunity, a better opportunity to gain a leadership position, which is very valuable when you start to think about outside of school activities that you need to have on your CV, those extracurricular activities. Because everybody around you, if you look to your left, you look to your right, if you're in class, or you just look at your classmates, you're all probably going to have very similar CVs. You all did the same courses, very close in GPA. You all worked as a pharmacy intern. What can separate you? Some of those leadership positions can separate you. Some of those different student organizations or pharmacy fraternities that you're a part of can separate you from other people, right? Maybe through that fraternity network, through alumni, you build relationships with people where you might not have had that opportunity if you were just part of a student organization. So now that network, that connection can lead to you possibly getting a job opportunity or a research internship that would have never been possible if you are only focused on the school and the student organizations, okay? So that's what I want you to think about, is also that leadership, those other opportunities. So that's almost two in one right there, right? I just gave you. So one, the networking. Two, we're going to say the alumni. The second biggest thing would be that alumni. So it's not in order. I'm just listing different things here. So the networking, the alumni, and also the fact that you have these leadership positions that you can obtain, that you can get, that you can add to your CV to help separate you from other pharmacy students when it comes to you applying for a fellowship, when it comes to you applying for a residency, when it comes to you applying for jobs. You're going to want those three things, okay? That's very, very important. And one of the reasons why I'm big on pursuing leadership positions, not only to make you stand out a little bit, not only to make you on the CV, but it's that learning curve. It's the fact that you are now using different skills that you need to apply in pharmacy school, in grad school, that you probably never applied before. You were probably never a president before. You are probably never a president-elect, a vice president, a treasurer, all these different things in undergrad you probably didn't do, but now you have to learn how to manage people. You have to learn how to manage being a part of an e-board, different people who might have different egos, and you all need to come to the same conclusion. How do you navigate those conversations? You might need to set something up. You might need to prepare an event. And how do you get everything for the event to and stick within the budget, but also make it an incredible experience that it's memorable, that it's something that you want to take pictures of and post and be super proud of on your LinkedIn and super proud of to have for your power stories on your CV? And that's what I was about to get to next. You got to have power stories when you're talking in these interviews, right? In these leadership positions, there honestly were all the power stories that I had. I had 4 or 5 different power stories from the leadership positions that I had. And I had 2 within Kappa Epsilon, within KE. And I used those power stories to help sell myself. So it's important, right? It's important for you to kind of get out there, do something different, be a part of something special, and to make a difference. And you can do all that within a pharmacy fraternity. So I highly recommend, if you are tuning in, if you're listening, to join a pharmacy fraternity. So let's go ahead and break it down one more time in case you didn't get a chance to grasp it all. We're going to go ahead and do, I guess you could say, teach back method, right? We're going to do some teach back right now. So should you join a pharmacy fraternity? Yes. Reason number one is the network. The network with colleagues in your class and the ability to network with some of the upperclassmen to gain those mentors to really help you prepare for the school year and to also help guide you throughout your professional student career. 2, the alumni network. That's different. Now, the alumni network are these individuals who are now practicing pharmacists out in the field, and they could create opportunities for you, or they may be in the conversation to guide you to certain career paths, be able to tell you about these different internships that may not be open to the public yet, but they can get you, you know, they can squeeze your CV to the top of the pile, different things like that. So definitely the alumni, definitely the networking ability with colleagues, with upperclassmen, and then also, of course, the ability to gain those leadership positions. That's going to be so vital when it comes to the power stories you want to have whenever you're doing your interviews for fellowships, for residencies, for just a regular pharmacy job. You got to be able to sell yourself. And I'm telling you, on paper, you all look the same. The grades are similar. The student orgs are similar. But how you can separate yourself is with these leadership positions, with these power stories, when you're trying to sell yourself to whoever is interviewing you. And the only way to do that is if you have some of these leadership positions. So those are 3 key things right there for why you should join a pharmacy fraternity. So 3 key reasons to join a pharmacy fraternity. 1, the ability to network with other pharmacy students. 2, the ability to tap into that alumni network. Okay, the different pharmacists that are practicing in the field that could probably provide opportunities or guide you into the career that you want. And last but not least, of course, those leadership positions, to be able to go obtain them, you have another opportunity to get a leadership position in order for you to definitely stand out and have some great power stories by the time you're done with pharmacy school to be able to sell yourself for job interviews. So that's it. That's basically what I wanted to talk to you all about. Pharmacy fraternity, should you do one or not? I highly recommend it. I say yes, I believe everybody should be a part of a pharmacy fraternity. Some people might have differing opinions, but my reason is because I know how much it impacted me and how much it helped me get to where I am at today. And because of that, I highly recommend anybody listening, join a pharmacy fraternity, whether it's KE, Kappa Psi. I'm blanking on the leadership one, the name of the leadership one, but if your campus has a different pharmacy fraternity, maybe that one's the right one for you. Find the right one that fits your style and what you're looking for. Join them, tap into that network, and make the most of that experience. Now, if you have any questions, you want to reach out to me, very, very easy to find. All right, guys, very easy to find. @new_capsrx podcast on all platforms, Instagram, TikTok. We're also on Facebook. You can find us, if you need to email us, capsrxpodcast@gmail.com. If you need to email us regarding anything, if you're interested in any of the services that we have, please feel free to go ahead and sign up at tinyurl.com/capsulerxservices. And of course, the merch. I'm wearing the white shirt right now. If you want to go ahead and get some merch, definitely go ahead and check out the link tree. Go to Teespring, search CapsRx Podcast. You'll go ahead and be able to access our merch. We just added coffee mugs, socks, and tote bags to the lineup. So if you're interested in any coffee mugs, some tote bags, or some socks, the socks are really comfy. I got the white pair. One of my colleagues got the salmon. I don't like to say pink. I like to say it's the salmon. So the salmon colored socks, and she's loving it. So I actually recorded her wearing it at work. So I had to put it on the story not too long ago, but shout out to her for the support. But once again, anything you need, please feel free to reach out to us. Very easy to find. If you're listening, please, please, please go ahead and like this video, like this content, go ahead and follow, subscribe. We're even on YouTube now, if you don't know, we're on YouTube. So definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel. There is content on there, and there will continue to be content on there that I won't post on the other platforms. So I highly recommend that you check out our YouTube channel, and I have a lot of great content coming up. Thank you guys for listening. If you're a P1 student that's just tuning into CapsRx Podcast, or a P2 student, so a first or second year pharmacy student, and you still have questions, you're unsure, student orgs, leadership positions, et cetera, what should I do? Go ahead and hit us up on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube. Just shoot us a message. We're here to help. It costs you nothing to have me as a mentor. It costs you nothing to reach out to me and try to get advice to help you along your career path. Because trust me, I reached out to hundreds of people and they were able to guide me to get to the point that I'm at today. So all I'm trying to do is pay it forward, repay it back to everybody, and help them, any P1, P2, P3, or P4 student, accomplish their goals and their dreams. And that's one of the reasons why CapsRx Podcast exists today. So if you're listening, there's a career you want to learn more about, there's things you're still unsure about, is pharmacy school right for me, etc., whatever it is, it's okay. If you're willing to reach out, I'm willing to help you. Just go ahead, message me at @new_CapsRxPodcast on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Go ahead and follow us if you don't follow us already. Like, subscribe to our content. Definitely check us out on YouTube, because like I said, we post some things on there that we're not posting on other channels. And if you want to buy some merch, please support. Definitely get some merch. Shout out to everybody that's bought some merch. We had a great sale Labor Day weekend, and that was the most units I've sold. Or I think most of the units were bought in a day. I think we sold more in 24 hours than we sold since we released the merch, to be honest with you. So thank you, everybody. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think I said thank you. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in and go ahead and buying the merch and supporting us. We greatly appreciate it. That's the way to show support. You buy the merch, you wear it, the coffee mug, you get that, post it on your story, support us. That's how you do it. So thank you so much for everybody for the support. Like I said, like, subscribe, follow us. We're here to help. And last but not least, this upcoming Monday, I believe it's at 1 p.m., maybe it's 12, maybe 12, maybe 12 p.m., I will be doing a presentation with another student organization at the Orlando campus, the OLEF organization, and really, really just going to tap into how to really be successful as a pharmacy student, what you should really be doing year by year. So really going to help guide y'all, give y'all the blueprint to be successful as a pharmacy student. So definitely tune in. Please come check it out. I don't know off the top of my head if it's co-curricular approved, but I'm assuming it will be co-curricular approved. So come in, go get that 1 hour credit, learn, apply some of the things I'm going to teach you so you can have a solid blueprint to have a successful career as a pharmacy student that can guide you into a successful career as a pharmacist. Okay, I don't want you to get into year four and feel like you're behind the eight ball. You didn't get to do all these things you want to do. Now you're stuck in a career that you're not passionate about. That's the whole reason why CapsRx Podcast exists, because I don't want you to be stuck doing something you don't love. So I'm going to give y'all the blueprint next week, Monday, September 18th. either 12 p.m. or 1 p.m. I don't remember off the top of my head, and I don't remember which room. But trust me, I'm sure we're advertising it. Check us out. Go to our Instagram. It's on there. I know it's on our story today. So check it out. Please be present. If you can't, reach out to me and I can give you a summary of what we're doing or summary of what I talked about, what I presented. And I might even make it a podcast episode in the future. So that way anybody that's not at UF can still gain access to the content. But I'm telling you, you do not want to miss this. I want to see that room packed because I'm giving y'all the blueprint to be successful. You're going to love it. Trust me. So thank you guys for all the support. We greatly appreciate it. I am back from vacation, so I'm ready to work. Carmen's still on vacation, so she's not ready to work yet, but shout out to Carmen. I hope you're having a great time. Thank you for everything. We greatly appreciate it. Myself and, of course, all our fans. She does a lot of great work behind the scenes. So thank you guys for listening. Until next time.